Attorneys and the family of Andrew Brown Jr., a black father of seven who was shot and killed by sheriff's deputies in North Carolina on April 21st, viewed body camera footage of the incident and called it an execution.
It was absolutely and unequivocally unjustified. When they opened the door, there were no weapons found.
Chance Lynch is a lawyer for the Brown family. He says the body camera videos show Brown didn't strike officers with his car before they opened fire, contradicting the district attorney, Andrew Womble, who said deputies fired only after Brown's vehicle struck them twice.
When they arrived on the scene, all of them were yelling different things. Some of them were saying, "Show your hands." Another was saying, "Get out." It was so much yelling that we could barely understand what they were saying. So I can't imagine what was going through Mr. Brown's mind with him having to sit there and hear this, not knowing what to do. Even with both hands being shown at all times, when the first shot fired, he was sitting in his car and then he began to back up. At no time did we see him go towards a sheriff deputy at any time. The first shot was fired, and what we saw was after it was fired, he began to back up because he wanted to get out of there.
He's trying to save his life.
Lynch says they heard so many shots in the video, they couldn't keep track of how many were fired. He says they counted at least 6 bullet holes in the side of Brown's car, a shot in the front windshield, and 6 in the back windshield. An autopsy says Brown was shot 5 times, once in the back of the head. Pasquotank County Sheriff's deputies were serving drug-related search and arrest warrants on Brown the day they shot and killed him. Brown's 2 adult children are calling for the shooting officers to be held accountable and charged in Brown's death.
He wasn't in the wrong at all. What's in the light, what's in the dark gonna come to the light. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna be like that. He gonna get his justice, cause it won't even right.
My father did not deserve to die at all. He did not deserve to get killed. In any way, shape, or form, he did not pose any threat at all. Come court, there's no way that this could be justified. There's no way possible.
Brown's son spoke after viewing 18 minutes of redacted footage out of 2 hours of police video. Their lawyers had to fight the district attorney's office in court to access those 18 minutes under a judge's order. The DA previously allowed family members to view about 20 seconds of video. Lawyers for Brown's family, in addition to Democratic Governor Roy Cooper and civil rights activists, have called for a special prosecutor to step in. But under state law, District Attorney Womble would have to agree to step aside. 3 deputies who were involved in the shooting remain on leave pending a state investigation. 4 others, initially put on leave, have returned to duty after the sheriff said they didn't fire shots. The FBI has also launched a civil rights probe. I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.